From the boardroom to the bedroom and every place in between, we discuss issues relevant to women. From Kingdom Business Ministries in Tallahassee, Florida, this is Kingdom Women of Distinction with your host, Pastor Desiree Andrews.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of Kingdom Women of Distinction. I'm the co-host, Prophetess Nikki Moore, and I have my host here, Pastor Desiree Andrews.
Hello, everyone. Good to be back again for another episode.
Okay, Pastor Desiree, we're going to do a follow-up, and today we're going to do a continuation of talking about healthy choices.
Well, you know, let's go ahead and get in this, and let's stop acting brand new.
Well, you know, it's been a minute, you know, so we haven't been doing our duties, so we're trying to get back into the swing of things. You know, once you, it's just like church, when you miss a couple of Sundays, it's hard to get back into. So we're just gonna jump right on back in, like, you know, pick up where we left off at.
And with that, what we were talking about, as Pastor Nikki said, is healthy choices. And of course, that is pertaining to what we ingest in our bodies. Now, a lot of times people will go on these diets, these crash diets, and you have all these different fad diets that are coming up, the Atkins, the South Beach, and all of these other ones. And sometimes those things may work, but some of them may not work for everybody. I know I had tried that Atkins diet one time. I think that's the one where you, it's like
just meat, you know, probably mainly meat.
Mainly meat.
Yeah.
Well, I know it was one of them, and it was something that had to do with a lot of citrus foods or something. I couldn't do it because of the how it affected my body. Mm-hmm. So there's certain ones you have to be careful, even when all these diets that come out endorsed by celebrities. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know a lot of times their pictures are airbrushed and stuff, so we can't really go off of that. But we have to be careful. But there's no rule that say we have to go on a diet per se. We just have to make healthy choices. And I know that's what you have been doing, isn't it?
Amen. Yeah, I've been trying to change out some of the bad stuff, you know, incorporate good things. I'm not a vegetable person, so I've actually tried to do many fad diets before. You know, like you said, as we know, they don't work. You know, you'll lose the weight, but generally you'll gain all the weight back and then some. So this time, you know, I'm just trying to do it healthy, you know, the healthy way and the right way. So I've incorporated, like I said, a lot of vegetables, a lot of water. I'm a water person, but you know, for some reason, you know, the enemy is always present. You know, Circle K, for an example, that 69-cent, which they're what, 70? Are they 79-cent now? That Polar Pop. Mm-hmm. I was never a soda drinker, but you know, I found myself, I said, you know, we're going to break this habit right now. So I started incorporating, getting back into my water. So I'm starting to eat, you know, like my grandma said, you have to have your vegetables. So I'm trying to at least eat 2 servings of vegetables a day. So it's just all about knowing, exploring different avenues. You know, you always say you don't like something, so you have to actually just try it before you say I don't like it. So you know, you start out with a sensible breakfast. I'm finding that, you know, I wasn't really a breakfast person, but now getting up early in the morning, fixing breakfast and eating, you know, it actually lasts throughout the day. Well, not saying throughout the day, but it gives me more energy, you know, up until lunchtime. And I'm finding that even before lunch, you have to have like that mid snack in between. So something to keep the metabolism. Like I said, it's a learning process. So I'm learning that you have to have, like, working in retail, you have to be able to think smart, you know, because they say you have to eat 6 times a day. So, you know, I'm always keeping like a little bag of nuts, you know, or something for me to snack on in between. Just so that you can keep that metabolism, like they say, keep that fire burning. So thus far, I must say that I'm down 11 pounds. Thank you, woo-hoo, Lord. Woo. So, and I'm also finding that, even with the healthy choices, prayer's really been helping. Because mm-hmm. I really think that, with losing 11 pounds, that I've been actually praying more and asking God, this, do you want this to go inside of my body?
Right.
You know, and you know, and we have to start asking God those kind of questions, because you know, you know, they say you're supposed to petition God for everything. So, you know, I'm finding that every area of my life, I'm asking God, God, is this of you? Do you want me to do this? Do you not want me to do that? So I really think that, well, I'm not going to say really think, but I really know that prayer has really been helping me to make a lot of healthy choices. And for one, you know, I hadn't got off the cooking scene. So now I'm back to cooking. So it's really, it's been fun. It's actually been fun. So, you know, if I can just stay off the scale.
Well, that's the thing. You have to stay off the scale. A lot of times they say that you shouldn't even get on a scale until you have reached a certain time frame. Like, mm-hmm. if you want to set, let's say, a 3-month time frame. Because, you know, when you go on the scale, basically, you're going to lose body mass first. Right. So right. you may not lose the pounds first. So you may not, it may not register on the scale, but you're going to lose the body mass first. So with going on the scale, sometimes that can be detrimental, because you may not see the weight coming off as quick as you would like to see it. And for some people, that hurts them more than it helps them. But it's good that you mentioned that. I like what you said, where you said you're doing more praying with the healthy eating choices. That's very important, because we have to remember God designed our bodies.
Right.
And since he's the one that designed our bodies, why not go back to him to ask him, well, what should we put in it?
Right, right.
I hear a lot of times what you were talking about also, where they say you're supposed to have those snacks in between, and you're supposed to, like you said, have about at least 6 meals a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself, I can't do that. Well, I'm not going to say I can't, because the Bible tells us that we can do all things.
Amen. Amen.
But I find myself having difficulty doing that, because to me, it just seems like that's too much. Even though I know it's supposed to be the 3 basic meals a mm-hmm. day and 3 snacks in between mm-hmm. those. But for some reason, I guess it may just be finding the right combination of the meals going along with the snacks.
Right, right. And that's what I have been doing, with the thanks of the help to my grandmother, because, you know, she's been like my biggest supporter, you know, as far as, and you know, giving me ideas of what I should incorporate into my meal planning. She's a big advocate on vegetables. You got to have your vegetables. So she's been telling me, okay, well, you know, these are some choices you can have for breakfast. And I really thank God for her, because, you know, it's like when you have your loved ones that really, really want to see you lose the weight, not just to lose it, but because it's health benefits, you know, health benefits, and they don't want you to, you know, go and get into all of these health issues, you know. So of course somebody's going to help you, and that alone says a lot. So I thank God for her. But I was saying, even as far as like the meal planning, I basically, you know, started out, I try to alternate several things, like in the morning time for breakfast, because if you do eat the same thing, I'm finding out that when you eat the same thing, you're going to get bored, you're going to fall off, and you have to have exercise, you have to incorporate exercise. You know, I was blessed, matter of fact, we both were blessed, you know, with going a membership of going to a weight loss class, well, not a weight loss class, an exercise class, let me correct that. And I got lazy, didn't want to go. I made every excuse not to go. But then the times that I want to go, then I'm having to work. So I'm like, you got to get into it. So it's all about changing the mindset. You know, I think about the scripture. The scripture, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay, that's the scripture, you know, that comes to mind. It's all about changing the mindset.
Yes.
You know, and we have to do that. We have to do it to stay on point, a day-to-day basis. You know, I did, and I started out, at the house. And I said, well, you know what? Since I'm not going to, I'm going to be so lazy that I don't want to go to the gym and go work out, let me just do it in the house. Mm-hmm. And I found out that I was doing it in the house. Oh, my goodness. I thought I was going to pass out. I said, well, let me just keep the phone right here just in case I have to call 911. And I'm telling you, but you know what? I thank God for the challenges, you know, that he set before me. So it's been awesome, you know. And I said, I refuse to buy clothes just yet because my pants looking so baggy. And then I got, you know, people at work telling me, what are you doing? Your clothes are getting baggy. And I was like, oh, okay. I started to toot my own horn a little bit. But, you know, we want to be thankful, not, you know, be so, you know, boastful, you know, about, you know, the weight that we're losing. But just think that, okay, God, you know, this is you. And, you know, it's all about lifestyle changes.
Amen. And that is very, very important. I like what you were talking about when you were saying incorporating the exercise in there. So we have been blessed. We were blessed to have that, be given that blessing of going to those exercise classes, the Zumba classes. And so with that, I want to give a shout out to Lorraine and Zumba Mommies. Woohoo! And I thank her because that was something that really got me into doing it also. There were times, and I believe if it wasn't for the fact that it was a gift to me, I don't think I would have went back. But I was like, I am not going to let this woman who blessed me with this opportunity, I'm not going to let her money go to waste.
Amen.
So that's why I kept going back. And as I was going back, the more I was going back, even though I was tired and even though sometimes I would come from there and would be sore, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got out of practice. I'm going to admit, I got out of practice because I just had so many things going on, doing some traveling and some deaths in the family. But I'm getting back on track because I believe that that is something that is very important that you have to incorporate into any plan, weight loss plan. You have to have the nutrition, and then you have to have the exercise. So they say the diet and the exercise. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that when we're making the healthy choices, and I go back to this all the time, I'm gonna rag you on it all the time, because y'all used to always tease me because I was always eating salads.
Yeah, I did. I was like, oh my goodness, can you just stop eating on that rabbit grass? I'm telling you, every time we would go somewhere, she would have to have a salad. I'm like, can you eat anything else besides a salad? Oh, my goodness. They have other items on the menu besides a salad. But, you know, that salad came in handy, you know, yes, I'll tell you. Yes, yes. So, you know, now I find myself buying the rabbit grass. But, you know, I got this new kick on kale. You know, kale is good, you know, and I never like... I said I didn't like kale only for some fact that I had never tried it before. So I'm telling you, on this new adventure, kale is good. Kale is a good vegetable. And I also cook it like greens. I didn't know that. So, you know, I've been experimenting with these things. So one of my friends said, well, you know, just cook it down a little bit. You know, you could throw your little meat off in there. I'm like, really? So, you know me. Mm-hmm. I'm experimenting. So I did it the first time and fell in love with it. So I went back and got me some more kale. And, you know, and a lot of people are using the kale now for in their smoothies. So they're using kale in their smoothies, and you know, it's just a good vitamin.
Amen.
And so I'm thankful for like all the new ideas. So you gotta have, and you know, you said something earlier about watching all of these celebrities. I'm a Dr. Oz person, so you know I have to watch Dr. Oz because Dr. Oz gives some great advice, you know, as far as certain parts of nutrition, things to incorporate, also things that, you know, we think that our body don't need. And you don't forget, you got to take your supplements.
From Kingdom Business Ministries in Tallahassee, Florida, this has been Kingdom Women of Distinction with your host, Pastor Desiree Andrews. Join us next time as we discuss issues relevant to women from the boardroom to the bedroom and every place in between. Kingdom Women of Distinction. Copyright 2013, Kingdom Business Ministries.